device.
What bloody device?
The device.
What bloody device?
The tracking device.
What?
To help the...
What?
To track the feds. To track the nuns. So the feds...
What? What are you talking about, Pink Hood?
That device. The device.
What?
The device that you need to track those nuns for,
You mean like a compass?
No, not a compass. Like a tracking device. Like the one thing that you're
A metal detector?
You're supposed to have... A tracking device, like the ones that are to go into, phones.
You mean like a prison device?
Yeah, somewhat like that. Like, but it tracks their phone calls, it tracks their it's a locator. That device...
A locator.
That you're supposed to put into their phones, that one.
What do you mean? Oh, the chip.
Yes! Yes, the chip.
Well, you could have just said that. You could have just said that. You know that.
Yeah.
So you could have just said that.
They've just gone.
Well, hold on a second.
I hope you're following them.
I'm trying to follow them. Yeah, I'll call you when I do.
Oh yes, and I am still following them. I am still en route, except I've taken a hiatus. And the hiatus is that they're still on air. I mean, they're still... Well, you'll see at the end. Pinkhood is on the line, as well as Andre is back again covering for Johnny. Johnny is on vacation. And we'll be back next week. Good.
Yep, all is well.
Yes, thank God. Andre, you're at least in. The fact is that, you know, we've been chasing this nun, these nuns for a long time, at least since we've uncovered the story. And I think the reality is that they're still on the run. And also, we don't know if they've actually stolen anything. Right, Andre?
Yeah, the nuns, they're always on the run. Always on the run. You never know what they might steal next. One day they may steal chickens, and then next they may steal a set of shoes.
A set of pencils.
Who knows, maybe even towels, for that matter.
Could you imagine?
They're so needy.
I mean,
times are rough.
Oh, yeah. You know. Yet, the funny thing is that when it comes down to it, we don't know what they're doing. We have no idea. We have no idea. They could be, you know, eating fried chicken.
Eating fried chicken, having a good time while they're listening to salsa music. Not matter.
No, definitely. But the other thing about it is that you know, when we originally, when Tinkwood originally got the story, I started laughing because there's no way none could do it, could do that and preserve purity, right? I mean, purity is close to godliness and godliness is close to fried chicken.
I mean,
question mark?
I mean, the nun? I can't see how you can call yourself a nun, steal, and then pray to God. Because you're
pray
doing
God
the dead opposite. Well, you're eating fried chicken, but at the same time, you stole it. Hey, you stole something, and then you're eating fried chicken, enjoy yourself. Meanwhile, you know that you committed a bad act, but you don't want to even acknowledge that. So it's like, you look at yourself in the mirror, you forget exactly what you look like because you claim to be good, and then
right,
you do something bad. And before you know it, thunder strikes down on you. Hard.
I mean, yeah, and then, you know, the first topic of the night we bring up is nuns, and the second topic we're on tonight is disability cuts in the UK. And the fact is that when nuns are stealing stuff in the US, and in the UK they're getting tax cuts because of Brexit.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it end? You know what I mean?
Now that's the thing, like, the world itself has gone crazy with just all the mess that's going on. Now the UK about to lose their rights, their disability rights. It's quite a shock. Like, we didn't really see this coming. Like,
yeah. I mean, we didn't see it coming because of the fact that, well, with anything that is, with anything like, with anything that we do, it's always in good taste, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to stuff like this and people losing their shit over anything, it's scary. Because in terms of the desperate nature of it,
mm-hmm.
Is not good.
In fact, it's robbing one's
identity.
I mean,
first they lose Big Ben to rebuilds, right? Second, they lose
this whole Brexit thing.
Brexit thing, right? And then third, I mean, it's not unnatural. It's not an unnatural thing that Brexit stuff always gets cut. But yet, or not Brexit, always get cut. In terms of, it's been the same thing. It's been the same thing with anything at the height of any political climate. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the same thing. What are you going to do?
Like, what's going to happen to you, to anyone else that's that's disabled, you know, those kind of thoughts run through your mind.
Right. And what runs through my mind is, how are they going to survive? Because there are many, many, many things that are... How do I want to say this? There are many things that are... not right, you know, and not right in...
It's not right in the moral sense.
It's not right in the moral sense, and it's also not right in the sense of everything else that's going on. You know, how many things can we
lose well, within one?
Lose two, and then also lose gain from. You know, the government, which we'll get to, the story that we'll get to, governments in any world country, especially the U.S., they all run differently. The Mexican government runs differently to the U.S. government. The U.S. government runs differently to the Mexican government. The Paris government in Paris runs differently to British government,
right.
Parliament. So what makes sense? I mean, Pinkhead, what do you think makes sense? Pinkhead? I think she'll be along in a few minutes. But,
I'll take over that question. Yeah, right now, we can't really tell what makes sense because of the many issues that are overtaking the world right now. With our leadership, with this Brexit thing that people voted for, you know, my saying is this: you make your bed, you lie in it. So, if you end up voting for Brexit, you get exactly what you voted for. So now the majority of people, now that everyone happened to vote for Brexit, the popularity turn out to be for Brexit change, for Britain to split from the EU, the European Union. Well, with all these changes happening now with disability rights, I mean, you get exactly what you voted for.
Right. Now,
it's not just about you, but it's about the community that's going to be now negatively impacted by the lack of disability rights. Because the person needs to live, the person needs to get the rights just like everyone else. So it's not like, I'm in this for myself. No, it's for the whole community. Your word and your voice affects those around you. It doesn't matter who you are, but everyone around you is affected. Regardless.
And yeah, I mean, and regardless, the other thing is,
So
there
I
you are, Pinkhead.
I've been here. Just a little technical issues. I truly
so
think
what's
that
your opinion?
Finally, now discovering that tech issues are...
It's okay. Hey, Greg. We missed
you.
I've
been here. Just a little technical issue.
What's your opinion on this? I mean, you get hit from all sides.
I see it as, okay, each country is willing to take away something, but yet they're not willing to make, not willing to see what, how they're affecting others, but they're willing to put money into their pocketbooks to make all better for them and their families, but then negatively their family who really might need the cap, might need the services, might need medical benefits,
might need all sorts of things. I mean,
yeah.
Medical benefits aside, I mean, what they're doing to the people of what they're doing to people is heinous.
It's egregious behavior. How is that justified? Or how is this justifiable? Justifiably the right thing to do.
Right.
Especially knowing that they're fucking all over. And so do they just see that, hey, they don't need medical, they don't need health care, they don't need mental services to help with different medical issues or making sure that medication's checked or schooling or making sure that people aren't getting discriminated against.
Right. I mean, the reality of it is that when push comes to shove, we have the same we have the same rights as anybody else.
Yeah. Same rights, same treatment that we
same
should
rights,
deserve.
Same, exactly. You know,
like,
same,
nobody's different from each other.
Yeah.
Right.
And when a picture who got away and nobody make everybody suffer, they wouldn't like it if someone made them suffer and take away their benefits, take away their hard-earned cash. I'm sure that they would be pretty pissed if they knew all their money was gone.
Especially if it went to the government.
Yeah.
And they didn't care about the people,
mm-hmm.
the people that actually make up the government.
Yeah,
that's a good cause for riots and all sorts of pandemonium to break out.
Oh yeah,
definitely. I mean, pandemonium in all shapes and sizes. Like I don't know of another when it comes to when it comes to thank you for stringing the words right out of my mouth. When it comes to their treatment, it's horrible because of the fact that when you are okay, when you are in a position like that, it doesn't make it easy for the other person to actually see things your way.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
right.
And then on top of that, it doesn't make it easy for that person to go and say, my rights are being violated. How do I approach you? The approachability is out the window.
At that point, the approachability has been gone. It's not come back at this point. At that point,
no.
Forget about any.
Once it's gone, it's gone. Forget about it coming back.
Yeah.
Right, and the thing about
what?
My tongue is tied tonight. The thing about approachability, it becomes rather not obvious, because if you think about it, they've been fighting for ages. You know, it seems like it comes up every year. Every year. Every year, PIP comes up. Every year, health trend, the same issues come up, and every year the same issues just go by the wayside. You know, and they want to make it same terms of their disability scheme is a lot like the U.S. disability scheme. When they say by saying they're fit, it's the fit to work. A middle-aged man suffering arthritis, sitting in a coat in their living room because they can't afford to put heating on. You know, and you have a disability allowance, and you're cutting the disability allowance, having no other way to pay the bills.
At that point, you're setting people up for failure. And they're wanting problems. They're wanting the struggles. They don't care about the well-being of...
I mean, I don't understand how you can cut that in good conscience. You know?
Yeah.
I can't even understand how anyone could look themselves in the mirror at night and say, I'm sorry, but I'm going to take away your rights and you'll be on your own. On your own. Go find someone to help you. The government can't help you no more.
Well, and also, it's not as if the fact is, bit by bit, the abuse of disabled people in Britain is being normalized to say, oh, we don't care.
And once people don't care and organizations could call them out on it, then they get scared. It's like...
Right. Once people go, oh, yeah, I suddenly care...
Then it's a big deal. Shouldn't it be a big deal all the time?
Not
when
part
it's...
of the time, you know. And the fact is, they have every right to feel nervous and be nervous.
Yeah.
You know, because I know that in America, right? In America, you guys have Social Security.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Social Security is a lot like PIP.
Welfare.
The fact is that more people in the U.S. live on Social Security alone than the U.K.
Right.
But you know, both people are saying, both governments are saying, well, you know, we will.
And it also doesn't help who's in office either. Going along the same regard as in the United States either, because there are certain people in government that think that they're the king, that they're the king of the king of the United States, who thinks and could think it's good to take stuff away. It's good to do it, but don't you have to replace it with something that could be better? Or you're just going
right.
to people
see,
right.
All this talk about what's better for the people is not always better for the people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
If you take a
but
look
how
at
do you, but when it comes to how do you know, when it comes down to it, how do you know?
Right, because there's so many, there are people that are out there that aren't taking advantage of it, but you don't
right.
know their circumstances. I say if people are getting away and doing stuff and taking advantage of the system, okay,
right.
do more disability fraud cases, but if there's no papers to say, hey, you have a disability, or there's no chance of you getting actual employment for what relating back to your disability, there has to be a way where more checks and balances, not taking it away, but also looking to make new laws to make it more accessible to find a job, not getting discriminated when you're wanting to go and apply for jobs.
But what's funny is that, you know, when you're born into the life of disability, or you're born in, like, I know Barnacle was invited to a college in a couple of weeks to speak in front of a class. Things are still being arranged for that. But the funny thing is that I have a feeling what he's going to say to these students is, when you're born into a life of a disability, when you're born into a life of disability, what can you take seriously? You know, I mean, I agree with what you said, Pinkhood, but also, what can you take seriously versus what can you take for life, and what can you take as to own it? You know what I mean? Rather than the severity of people say people with disabilities have beautiful lives or are an inspiration. How are we an inspiration?
We struggle more.
Exactly.
Last time I checked, people with disabilities have... it's hell to find jobs, at least from my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It's hell to find jobs. You have to apply to certain jobs that may not interest you, but hey, you're getting help from different services. Take the jobs or else, but knowing that, okay, if situations progress to not a healthy level of being able to work, so just set someone up to fail so then they go back and then get their benefits again.
It becomes a revolving door.
Correct. That's how I see it. So it's like, how much of a risk would you want to take when knowing a situation, if someone's situation may not be has no irreversible changes either. And also, the laws are very strict. So when it comes to people like us, where there are issues when trying to find jobs. There's no laws to protect going, hey, yeah, you could, yes, you're going to work into the system. So you're going to work, but you can't work over a certain amount of hours. You can't work. You can't, there's no added, but there's mm-hmm. no, there, the safety nets are sometimes not good enough for people to say, we'll take a risk.
Yeah, and because they're fake, because those rules are fake.
Which,
I mean, it affects their working hours. It,
right.
It affects the places that they can work, and it's very.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that it's draining because it affects a person's confidence, lack of confidence.
I mean, I remember, like 2 weeks ago. My dad said, well, why can't you stop, the person who helps you get jobs? And I kind of said, well, because one, I'm paying them, and two, he said, well, you're never going to get out of that room. I said, well, that's kind of depressing news, because I always am going forward. You know what I mean?
And I even look at it where my family is very supportive. The biggest thing that they said, no matter what, you're doing something. And having a disability, yeah, you may not be able to work in a normal workplace, but you're at least working to do something greater than yourself. And not
right.
just pushing and saying, you're not good enough. You need a regular job. Last time I checked, I probably applied for over 500 positions, maybe 1,000 positions. And let me check. Didn't even get an interview. So...
I mean, the fact is that in the UK, in Russia, in, like, everywhere, they have this thing, which is, oh, you're disabled. Okay. And so, you know, you're disabled. You're disabled, and so you must, I don't know, it must have a qualifier with it, you know. You're disabled and, you know, or when you go into a... When you go into a job situation and they look at your resume, they usually look how many years you've worked and go, oh yeah, what are your qualifications?
Or they say you're not qualified to,
or you're
overqualified.
Or you're not qualified to
right.
perform this type of work. Because of A, B, and C,
mm-hmm.
X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, but...
And also with allergies, and if it's life-threatening, forget about it, too, in some situations. Because it could be looked at as a liability. At least from what I've seen in my personal opinion. In my personal experience.
Right. I mean, there is so many other things that are important. Like, I would love to go to a job employer and say, well, what about war? What about famine? What about disabilities? What about this? What about that? Now, finally, the government is finally getting their hands on the fact that when it comes to people with disabilities and housing, right?
Oh, housing
in America.
Fun. Housing is fun in finding hard is fun in America. Yeah.
It's so fun. It's great. It's like it's the best cure if you really, really want if you really want something, right? To if you really want something to grab about.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You kind of give this. It is kind of the best defense. Oh, so you want a battle royale for housing, for a place to live. Let's go. WWH, it might as well be. You know, Worldwide Housing Federation. WWHF. You know.
Right. Right.
Let's predetermine how much we can lose. Oh, right. We don't have any money.
Or wait. What about if people aren't married? Forget the disability stuff aside. Then that becomes real fun.
That's called discrimination. Because
yeah, that's straight up discrimination right there.
Yeah.
It's straight up discrimination. You can't. They can't go. I mean, there was one case where a couple went into an office. They got a good apartment. It was in Long Island City, and they got discriminated against. And they were allowed to discriminate against them. And they said, "Oh, we're not discriminating against you." And they were
to their faces, nonetheless.
To their faces. And it's funny it wasn't reported in the news.
Then they would have been. Then shit would have gotten real.
I mean, in terms of stuff, it just doesn't. And they're saying, well, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. It's going to get. How is it going to get better? I mean, point it out.
How?
Point out exactly
how
what
will be, first
the plan
thing,
is.
Exactly. You know, point out the plan. Point it out. Then everybody else will follow.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody points that out. You know.
It's either because everyone else is afraid to, or because there's just a lack of.
I think.
You know, it's a lack of. A lack of understanding on the government's part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a broken system to boot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you could also add in there the point that they also have agreements with different agencies that are not government affiliate with the government, third parties. So third parties get a free pass last time I checked.
Right, exactly.
Which doesn't make sense at all.
No, it doesn't. But at the same time, when does it start to make sense?
It really doesn't.
It won't until they start making it starts making more sense.
Mhm.
You know, mm-hmm. I have a feeling.
Yeah.
Until then, it'll be just words and words and words, but actions will never really mean anything in the life of the government.
Right. Actions will just be,
passive.
Exactly my point. Exactly. You know, passive and not passive and not there, not accessible, not fully accessible anyway. When they stop becoming that way, that's when things will start, you know, coming round. But I doubt that highly. We have 2 minutes. So,
yeah.
On Wednesday's show, we have no idea what's coming in. Promise you something funnier than this. Tonight, we felt this should be, as always on the Stickler Challenge show, we try to highlight disabled news stories, even funny disabled news stories like the one last week where a woman got stuck in and had to have a fire brigade haul her out.
I'm still laughing at that one.
We're still laughing.
That was exactly. Great. That was
great. Still laughing at that one. Thank God for Pinkhood's, you know, quick wittedness on that. But we're still laughing. We have something at the tag end of this, which we do have to go for, in the fact that the nuns have sent their representative.
Oh, joy.
Yeah. And they kind of don't believe anything is wrong, but we will now go to that, and we will see you on Wednesday.
Yes.
Have a great night. Good night.
Good night, y'all.
Well, if we're all being honest, we didn't steal anything. I mean, they really can't catch us, can they?
No. I mean, they can't. They can't.
I mean, Batman, he wasn't spying on us, was he?
No, sister. I don't think he was. Anyway, it's not as if we're in with God.
I think you've made him very angry. But I think we should run!